ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. I am Nina. This is episode 5. Thank you all for being here. Today's episode is all about what to pack in your pregnancy bag, how do you get ready for your baby's arrival, and what to pack in your baby's bag. Let's dive in. They say ideally you should have your bag ready by 36 to 40 weeks pregnant. So by then, you should have your pregnancy bag all ready and packed, just in case your baby has an early arrival. Some items are essential. Of course, you're gonna need a car seat, but I'm going to talk about some of my top picks and items that I think you should definitely have. But first and foremost, let's talk about a birth plan. If you don't type out a birth plan, make sure that you tell someone you know, yourself, your plan. That could be your partner, it could be your mom, a friend, or anyone else that's gonna be in the room with you when you deliver, because they need to know what your plan is so that they can be able to tell your doctor, your midwife, your doula, whomever. Your birth plan basically is going to talk about things like your background details, your medical issues, medication, your doctor's name, midwife, doula's name, and things that are going to be specific to that day. It's also going to talk about the people that you're going to have in your room, whether that's your mom or your spouse or a friend, aunt, whomever. It's also going to talk about whether you want to have an epidural or not, information about during labor, so who you want to be in your labor delivery room, positions you might want. Do you want to lay down? Do you want to sit up? Do you want to move around? Do you want medication or any type of pain relief? How would you like to stay hydrated? It's going to talk about after delivery. Do you want skin to skin or your baby to be given to your partner? Do you want to have your baby with you at all times, or is it okay for your baby to spend time in the nursery? I remember when I went on my hospital tour, it was me and my significant other, and it was my mom. And when we went, that was one of the questions that they asked us. They wanted to know, well, would you want to have skin to skin? Do you not want to have skin to skin? So it really got us thinking about what we wanted to do, or specifically what I wanted to do. And skin to skin after you deliver is after your baby is born. If you have a vaginal delivery, they'll give you your baby and you can put the baby to your chest and to your skin, and it creates an immediate bonding between you and your baby. And if you have a C-section, a cesarean, they do a cheek to cheek. So it's just, those are good things to start thinking about. Also, what I think is really important to do is to visit the hospital that you're going to be delivering at. So I delivered in March and February, I think it was the beginning of February. One Saturday, I went on a nice hospital tour visit, which was really nice. So I was able to see a labor room. I was able to see a postpartum room. I was able to take a tour of the hospital, learn all the ins and outs, ask questions, get information. So that was really good for me because I knew what I was going to be walking into before I actually did, so I wasn't surprised at all. And it was good to just do that and know all the ins and outs. So I think, like, it's important that before you give birth, I think it's important, if you can, to take a tour of the hospital that you're going to deliver at, or even if you're not quite sure, because your doctor might deliver in a couple of hospitals, visit both hospitals and then make your decision. I know there were some couples there that day that didn't know if they were going to deliver at that particular hospital, and they had a few hospitals in mind, but they were going to each hospital, which I think is a really good idea, and I think it's never too early to visit the hospital. When I was there, you had women who were, their delivery date was in a couple of months, or their delivery date was like 5 months later. So whenever's the right time for you, you might as well go and do that. So to bring it back to the birth plan, also you can think about whether you want to breastfeed or not, whether you want to feed your child formula. And it's also good to discuss with your family and friends whether or not you even want them to come and visit you at the hospital, because after you have your baby, you're healing, you're tired, and you might not want that many visitors. So it's good to talk to your friends and family. Maybe you just would rather them visit you at your house once you get back home and kind of settled back in. So figure out what's best for you. So what to pack in your pregnancy bag? This is very important. For me, when that time was coming, I looked at YouTube. I looked at a lot of YouTube videos, different women, and what they packed in their bag. So from that, I kind of made a list for all of you as to the top essential things to pack. It's good to pack a robe, I would say. I had one, but I really didn't wear it. I was kind of comfortable in my room, and the PJs that I had on, or the hospital clothes, but a robe is good just to pack just in case. Slippers are important, toiletries, your toothpaste, your toothbrush, deodorant, chapstick, glasses. I wear glasses, or if you wear contacts, don't forget that. Also, comfortable clothes. I wore, when I was there, pretty much the hospital gown, and I was just kind of comfortable in that. But if you also are comfortable in other clothes, pajamas or whatever, bring it. A nursing bra is important. I brought a pack of nursing bras that I bought. A tank top, your charger, your cell phone is very important. Those two things you're probably not gonna pack until you are actually on your way to the hospital from leaving your house, but those are two items to remember to pack. The hospital has slipper socks that are very comfy and cozy. That's what I wore, and they'll give those to you. Drinks, if you want anything other than water, I mean, my hospital had ginger ale or juice, but I mean, if there's a certain type of drink that you like, if you like coconut water, seltzer water, if you want to pack that, why not? A going home outfit is important. Hospitals, they have adult diapers, so I don't think you really have to worry about having adult diapers, although I did pack pads, but I didn't need them in the hospital because I had the adult diapers. They give you mesh underwear. I packed underwear, but the mesh underwear were great and cozy and comfortable and perfect. They also give you, for postpartum, a bottle of spray that you can use every time you go to the bathroom, so you don't really need to worry about having your own spray bottle. And witch hazel pads, they also give you too, so that's something that you don't have to worry about. So what to pack in your baby bag? Well, like I said before, car seat is non-negotiable. You need a going home outfit for your baby, and that outfit is gonna be depending on the season. So when I gave birth to my son, it was March, but the day before it had snowed and it was very cold. And I know even when we left the hospital after being there a couple of days, it was freezing. So know the season, know the weather. Pack, if it's cold out, pack a warm outfit. If it's summer and hot, you don't have to pack as of a warm outfit. But know what to pack. Pack socks and a hat. We packed a couple of outfits because we had a newborn photo shoot on day two, so we packed two outfits. If you know that you're gonna be feeding your baby formula, it's good to pack bottles if you're gonna use them. The hospital does have lots of formula, so you don't have to worry about packing formula and bringing any of that. You don't even have to pack diapers and wipes. Like, that's not necessary because the hospital has tons of diapers and wipes for you. And remember to maybe pack an extra bag. That's probably what we should have done, packed an extra bag for when you're going home for a lot of freebies. The hospital is gonna have a lot of diapers and wipes and formula and things of that nature, so it's good to kind of have extra bags so you can pack all of that. They even have cute little like clothes and hats and things, so I would say a must-have is to pack an extra bag for those extra freebies that you're gonna want to take home. No need to overpack. It's not necessary. I would say remember just the essentials. And I know when I went on my tour, what one woman said to me, well, our tour guide actually said, she said, you don't want to do laundry when you go home. Like, that's the last thing that you want to do. So don't pack too much. I had my baby's bag all packed when I had my bag packed, so it just made it easy. My bag, grab baby's bag, so it just made it so much simpler and easier. And I would also say maybe your partner should pack a bag as well. Pack a toothbrush, toothpaste, clothes, snacks. If you don't pack snacks, if you forget them, it's fine. The hospital has snacks, headphones, a laptop. And I think once you have your backpack and once you have your baby's backpack, you're all ready to head to the hospital and get ready to have your baby. So thank you for listening to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. Our next episode is going to be about labor, delivery, and postpartum. I hope this was very helpful for all of you ladies. Have a blessed day. Bye.